I just don't think we can make it work.
We can get back on track and everything's gonna be great.
You just be nice. And I'm being nice. And just because we're two nice people doesn't mean we should stay together. I don't want this baby to determine the rest of our lives. You know, me not wanting to do this alone isn't enough of a reason to drag you into a relationship with me. It's just not fair. And don't repeat this, but... God, I don't want to end up like Debbie.
Debbie's happy.
Yeah, she's happy today. But every day is a constant struggle for them because they're not right for each other. You know, and they have to force it. And I don't want us to have to do that. I don't want to force you to be what I think you should be. That's wrong of me because you're great. You really are. You're great the way you are. And, I mean, you like to get high and you like to do shrooms in Vegas.
Do shrooms in Vegas?
And who am I to stop you? Who am I to tell you that that's wrong? It's not wrong. It's who you are. It's what you enjoy. And that's your life. And
I'm not that guy anymore.
I mean, we can be friends. And you can be there when the baby is born and in the baby's life as much as you want. I hope you will be.
I think that if you just... I don't know, if you give me a shot to just show you that I can...
Excuse me.
Oh, shit.
Can you grab the video camera? We're gonna sing happy birthday now.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I gotta go. I'm sorry. I'll be right back, though, all right? We'll finish talking.
Okay, girl.
What happened?
Thanks for warning me, man. I just walked into a fucking buzzsaw. She rejected me. Because you, for some insane reason, told Debbie that I did mushrooms with you in Vegas. She gets mad because I smoke pot. Now I'm up in it to fucking psychedelics. Thanks.
Really? I thought she'd take you back.
You know why she just rejected me? Because you're such a shitty husband. She thinks I'm going to turn into a shitty husband.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
What are you due?
I got 2 months.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you're so big already.
Yeah.
When is that baby popping out?
I got 2 months.
Really? Are you dilated
wow,
yet?
Wow.
I can tell.
You look fantastic. You look, are you going to like give birth right now?
Wow. You're about to drop any second. You know, I love your brooch.
You don't need to lie to me. I don't appreciate it. I know I look like a fat cow. And I'm sweating profusely. I know that.
No, you don't look like a fat cow at all. You look great. So I have to get going in. They're calling me.
Hey, call me out. Give me an interview, please.
Well, I just need to run in.
You know what? Just say into the camera you're watching E! Entertainment.
Congratulations.
Give me that. No, Steve, don't be an asshole. Come on.
I'm not being an asshole.
Wow. You managed to turn Steve Carell into an asshole. No easy feat.
Shut up, Brent.
You screwed me, Dad, okay? You said everything was going to be fine, and nothing is fine. Nothing is fine.
Ben, I've been divorced 3 times. Why would you listen to me?
Because you were the only one giving me advice, and it was terrible advice.
You can go around blaming everyone else, but in the end, until you take responsibility for yourself, none of this is going to work out.
I don't know how to take responsibility for myself, okay? I didn't read the baby books.
You didn't read the books.
I just smoke less pot. I don't know what to do. I'm an idiot. What? Tell me what to do.
I don't know. Ben, I love you. What can I tell you?
Just tell me what to do.
Snowy, settling in okay?
Best job I ever had. Like to hear it.
Do you drink it till you're blind? And if you swear that there's no truth, who cares? How come you say it like you're right? We are nowhere, and it's now in like 10.